This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, dial on in here, toll free, and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, there's the Discord on air, call-in line rooms, which are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up, we've got the letter from Ross Ulbricht to celebrate today being the 10th anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper being released by Satoshi Nakamoto. And 10 years later, we still don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Is it a guy? Is it a lady? Who knows? There's really no clue whatsoever to that
person's
identity.
Could be both.
Identity.
Meaning that it could be a group of people.
Okay.
So it could be a couple of men, a couple of women. It could be that as well.
It could be AI.
We don't know.
What if it was an alien?
Could be the people who seeded us.
What if it was God?
Put us here.
What if it was Satan?
What if it was Satan? What if God and Satan are the same person?
And this is how you get flat earthers.
You're not saying he's a flat earther?
We're speculating that God and Satan are the same person?
By being a complete contrarian and everything somebody says,
course,
well, what if it's the opposite?
Of course Satan is God, because God created Satan, right?
Like, maybe it's the concave earth.
If you believe the religious, you know, the Christian viewpoint, and
The Abrahamic Christian religions.
And God is the creator, and God created Lucifer, who is, you know, this fallen angel, Satan. If God is omnipotent, then as God should be, if God is God, right? Like, God should know everything, including the future, which means that, you know, again, not saying I believe in this version of God, but if indeed God is omnipotent and omniscient and, you know, created everything, then that means God created evil and God created Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And that therefore everything's done sort of, it's God's will.
And then there's the idea that God isn't one entity, but he's in fact a whole cohort of superpowers, and Satan was one of them who got tossed out.
Which, of course, God should have known was going to happen, right? Because God's omniscient.
Well, to us, in our, you know...
Right, so now you're getting it... And
compared to us, he is, but no, he can't be.
And I don't want to get into Theology Talk Live, but you're getting into sort of the discussion that exists within several different denominations of Christianity, mm-hmm. of whether or not free will exists.
Right, that is ultimately an important question here, because if God is truly omniscient, then free will cannot exist.
No, so there's the difference between knowing something will happen and making something happen.
What's the difference? Because if you as God set the wheels in motion, knowing that something will happen, meaning you created the universe, you created Satan, you created humans and all that, then you knew what they were going to do because
right,
it was predictable,
so,
because you created it.
Hold on. So you created a radio show, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And you have invited people on to the show,
yeah.
but you did not cause Mark to one night say some words that can't be broadcast on the
radio.
I don't
claim to be omniscient and the creator of all things. I believe...
I'm just saying, you created a thing,
but
something happened.
You're comparing apples and oranges. I don't claim to be the creator of all that is, the person or the thing or entity or whatever that spun
right.
up
again,
all of this.
And again, you're... As I said, there are people that say that there is no such thing as free will because God knows something is going to happen, so therefore it cannot change, so
right.
therefore God is making everything happen.
Correct.
Whereas...
In the same way that the person who...
Hold on. Let's give a different example of improv theater to where... You've got some actors that all they are told is, here's the scene, and here's where you get to at the end.
Right.
as the director, you're just telling them, here's the end place. I don't care how you get there.
You keep trying to relate the omniscient God to humans and their choices.
Because so, humans understand humans.
Uh-huh. And God would understand
them
even better.
So when you try to explain something that people don't understand, it's good to give examples that
but
they
your,
do
your examples
understand.
Don't make sense because we're talking
because
about
you're
a concept of omniscience.
Because you're trying to the difference between free will existing while simultaneously not existing.
No, I'm not trying to confuse that at all. I'm explaining what some people believe.
So you're
believe.
Saying free will doesn't exist
no,
if there
no,
is a God.
No, Daryl, I am not saying that at all. I said I don't believe in a God like this.
Right.
Okay?
So
I don't believe in that.
Right. My statement was, you said if there is a God, then free will can't exist.
No, that's not what I said. I said if God is omniscient, which is the belief of many of the people in the Christian religion, as I understand it, having used to been a Christian, that's my understanding of it. Okay. Are you saying that Christians don't believe that God is omniscient? Because most of them I've seen do.
Most
if you believe God is omniscient, which is, you know, if you want to pull up the definition of that, maybe I'm getting it wrong, but I'm pretty sure the definition of omniscience is all-knowing.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
I think most Christians think that God is omniscient.
If God is omniscient, if God is all-knowing, then God knows what the future is because God exists outside of time. He or she or whatever God is, by the Christian viewpoint, created all of this, which means the argument would be from that perspective that there is no free will. That's not what I believe. I believe in panentheism that everything is God, that I'm God, but just a little piece of it, that you're God, just a little piece of God. The whole universe is God and creation. And I believe in free will because I think we're all here creating as God, essentially. Not that, again, not that we're all omniscient, not that each individual knows everything about the future or everything about anything, but that we're just a little piece of the universe sort of experiencing itself and creating itself. So does that make more sense what my
yes.
perspective is versus what a Christian's perspective is? I would love to hear a Christian argue in favor of free will and at the same time explain to me how God's omniscient. Because if you're a Christian who believes in an omniscient God, you couldn't possibly believe in free will.
And I'm telling you that there are some Christians who believe...
Are you one of them?
I don't use the term Christian.
Okay. That's who I want to hear from. If you want to keep this conversation going, let's hear from somebody who can make an argument that an omniscient God could somehow not know what the future is.
Actually, we have someone online who might know.
Again, I was trying to explain, and I don't know if I was talking past you, that just because you know something isn't going to happen.
Please go ahead.
Just because you know something is going to happen doesn't mean that you are making that thing happen.
If you're God, you're talking about a human. If you're God, you made it happen. You're
That's an interpretation.
God. Yeah.
And there,
my interpretation of what I learned as a Christian, that God is omniscient.
What denomination were you involved with?
That God is omniscient, right? If that's the claim, then he's made it all happen. Because he's the creator. He set the ball in motion. He knows all the directions the ball could go.
And
he created it.
Again,
he caused it.
That there are...
Okay.
Some denominations, and I believe the Presbyterians are one of them, that don't believe in free will.
Honestly, I don't know what the Presbyterians
the
believe.
Don't
I just
believe
grew up in
free will.
I just grew up in the church. I don't even know what they believe. I became an atheist at age 13, basically, after asking too many damn questions like this.
you thrown out.
And not getting good. No, they didn't throw me out. I just decided I didn't want to go to church anymore, and I came out of the closet as an atheist at age 16 to my parents, and they were relatively supportive of me, thank goodness. I was a little nervous about, you know, coming out of the closet as an atheist in that particular case. But, look. You're not arguing for them, Daryl. You're just saying there are those people who exist. Great. I'd love to have someone explain to me how it is that an omniscient thing that created everything couldn't know what was going to happen. Because that means, by definition, they're not omniscient. Does that make sense?
It does. And again, you're confusing knowing that it's going to happen with making it happen.
I'm not confusing it. I'm telling you that's the same thing. That's not confusion. I'm quite not confused.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm actually starting to lean towards Daryl on this one. Mm-hmm. If you know something is going to happen, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are responsible for making it happen.
If you're God, you are. You set the rules.
I mean, what about
you created it?
Yeah, but
we're not talking about people.
Wait, maybe you created.
I know the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
You created it in the beginning,
right?
And you got that ball rolling, and now you don't have any. You don't have any control over it.
Well,
any
that's the deist God, the one that sort of created the thing.
My God is the one who helps
set it loose. Do the deists say that the deist God is omniscient? Because I bet they don't. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Gene the Christian Anarchist. I don't know what his view is on this. We'll find out coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live on the live Halloween edition.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll. toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in any one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. By the way, I want you to know about the Blink Home Security System. You got somebody TP'd your tree or your house tonight? Well, if you've got the Blink Home Security System, now they do have outdoor cameras, which I have not experimented with. I will give you that. We did get the indoor, so like by default you get indoor cameras, but they do have outdoor cams. So if you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, you can get 15% off your first three Blink cameras. And I think that applies to everything, but I haven't actually tested that either. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and let me know if I'm wrong about that, please. Because Blink's a great system. It'll help protect your home from whether it be some, you know, little costume vandal on Halloween Eve or something much more serious. You can find out about it when it's happening, because the Blink Home Security System will alert you to action that is happening in front of its motion-detecting wireless cameras at the times you specify. So if you want it to operate at nighttime, you want it to operate while you're at work, or whatever, you decide, you set it up. And it's super easy to get set up. Blink liked, or Amazon liked it so much, they bought it. So Blink now works with Alexa. There's no contracts, no subscriptions. You just make it easy. They just make it easy to install this system. It's, again, battery-operated, wireless, HD-quality cameras. Blink. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL to get your 15% off. As we continue here, we started out sort of generically talking about Halloween and I don't know what else we did. Oh, yeah, generations of people. And then somehow I think God and Satan called into the show. And
Thanks, God and Satan.
And we ended up talking about, you know, the nature of the universe, or at the very least the nature of God and what some people believe about God. Not necessarily what I believe about God. We were talking about the kind of the Christian God, this omnipotent, omnipresent. What was the other word? Jackie came in here.
Omniscient.
No, right. Omnipotent and omniscient thing.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent. That's
omnipotent.
Anyway, so apparently we got Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line. Maybe he's got some opinions, because it led to the discussion of, well, you know, what about free will? Because how could free will exist if a God is omnipotent and omnipresent and all that stuff? Some people believe that's the case, and I'd love to hear someone make that argument from the Christian perspective. Gene, is that you? Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm Batman.
Are you now?
Well, I was today at the office. I wore a Batman outfit. Anyway,
oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did you drive your Batman car to work?
No.
There's a guy in Keene who has a Batman car.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
But we always dress up every year at the office. It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
As far as this argument about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, you know, the way I look at all this stuff is I will never know the answer any more than I know the answer to what's in the center of the sun. So I don't spend a lot of time thinking about them. I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure them out. I just know that whatever plane our Creator is living at, whatever existence he has, it's so far above the existence that we have that we're never going to be able to understand what that is until,
no doubt,
you know, I believe
no
after
doubt.
We die,
can't
we
wrap our
there.
Minds around what God actually is, right? It's beyond our level of comprehension, ultimately. But we can certainly talk about what other men have said about God and what the Christian men who wrote the Bible, or at the very least some of them who promulgate it, have said is that God is omnipotent. And it's very clearly, if you believe in free will, not the case. Or if you don't believe in free will, then, okay, you can have an omnipotent God, because then, you know, you're just acting out the role that he set for you.
And I can speculate on those things, but again, for people that haven't heard me in the past, I don't believe a lot of what's in the Bible. Even though I call myself a Christian, I believe a lot of that has been changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has been modified by the politics of whatever historical event that was going on.
So are you a Christian in that you believe in Christ as far as, like, you try to emulate him? Is that the kind of Christian that you are if you don't necessarily believe in the Bible?
I believe that Christ was the messenger and that he was the way to save the souls of all mankind. Now, I believe that that includes all mankind. People say, well, does that mean Hitler is saved? Well, yeah, unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, yes, I believe that when I go to heaven, Hitler's going to be there. I don't think he's going to be Hitler anymore. I don't think he's certainly not going to be trying to kill other people who were created by God. He's going to probably have realized, of course he'll have realized the error of his way.
He'll be a painter again.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a painter. I don't know.
Gene,
maybe
are you familiar with the Gnostic school of thought, the Gnostics?
Yes, and kind of, I believe some of this stuff too. But I really didn't call today for.
Well, you were there, and you're a Christian, yeah. So I figured you'd be the best person to weigh in. But yeah, why were you calling?
Quickly, what I did call about was the nonsense about the vote coming up. And you know, we've got our midterms, and here in, I live near Memphis, and in northern Mississippi, right south of Memphis, there's a race going on where there's two Republicans. One of them is a guy who was actually do something, and his name is McDaniels. And then there's this other Republican, supposedly Republican, who used to be a Democrat, and her name is Smith. And so Trump came to our area a few weeks back. And of course, he was promoting the establishment Republican candidate, who
is
Smith,
because he's totally getting rid of the swamp, right? He's draining the swamp by
totally
promoting the establishment.
So I talked to the neighbor today about it, and he says he's going to go vote for Smith. I said, "Why would you do that?" I said, "I mean, you know, she's a Democrat. She's going to take guns away. That's going to be one of her first votes when she gets to Congress. She's going to be for all kinds of gun control." Oh, but Trump supported her at the rally. And I say, well, Trump himself is trying to take away the bump stocks and the plastic guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything in the Second Amendment about saying you can't have a plastic gun. So, if you try, it's funny that the propaganda has gone so deep into everybody's brain that they throw common sense out the window. And they just say, well, this is what Trump says. Well, so what? You do everything Trump says. If he says jump off a bridge, are you going to do that too?
They probably would.
Yeah, some of them would.
It's just that people don't think for themselves anymore. They just go along with the flow. And that's kind of got me afraid about World War III because, now we're getting this, we're banging the war drums and wanting to take out Russia and take out China. Well, both of those countries have nuclear weapons, It's not a good idea to start a war with people that have nuclear weapons, but I don't know. It worries me a lot, and I didn't mean to get everybody down on Halloween because we're supposed to be having fun today, so back to Batman.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you, so jump on into any one of those. And you can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. I know somebody else had mentioned Halloween. There's somebody on hold who wants to talk about Halloween costumes. It's sort of a tradition that we run down the list of the most popular Halloween costumes, so we should do that at some point tonight, too. But we also got Russ Ulbricht. Still,
yes.
Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also said he would send over 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border if needed. A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, a man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, on 44 counts. Bowers is being held without bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live. Dial on in here. The toll-free number is 855-453. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can easily get interactive with us here on Free Talk Live. On this live Halloween edition of the show, we got Ross Ulbricht. A letter from him is coming up, so we're going to get to that coming up here in moments. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Plus, I do want to let you know about Liberty Dollar 2. That's right. It's back after a decade, basically, since the Liberty Dollar was raided by the government, the original one, the one that was beautiful silver-backed alternative currency, actual silver pieces that had existed for almost a decade and was the most popular alternative currency to the U.S. dollar in the United States. The government targeted it. They targeted Bernard von Notthaus, the founder, and ultimately they ended up having to give everybody silver back, thank goodness, after confiscating and stealing it. They did give it back, and now Liberty Dollar 2 has been created by Bernard's son, Extra von Notthaus, and it is a cryptocurrency token that is backed by gorgeous
0.999 fine silver round, just like the original Liberty Dollar was famous for. And so I'm really looking forward to getting this thing out there in the wild. Right now they have a limited edition, LD20 is what they're calling it, token. And eventually the unlimited edition of the Liberty Dollar will come out. But right now they got 10,000 of these tokens. They're selling them in a pre-sale. They've sold through over 6,000 of them, as I understand it. And so there's only a few thousand left. 10 of those tokens could be yours if you enter this contest and win it. Here's how you enter. And by the way, it's a $350 value, so they're retailing these in the pre-sale for $35 a piece. So you get 10 of them. If you win by entering, go to email this email address. It's contest@freetalklive.com. That's contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line. Include a number between 1 and 1,000. So this is how you enter. contest@freetalklive.com, put LD2 in the subject line, include a number between 1 and 1,000. At some point, a winner will be chosen based on, you know, whichever random number was chosen between 1 and 1,000.
Monday.
You could, it's November 5th. You could possibly get a tie, in which case the prize will be split, and Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up your wallet so you can receive your prize. Find out more at ld2coin.io and get involved in that pre-sale. You know, obviously, not everybody's going to win this, so if you're interested in an actual silver-backed cryptocurrency token, check it out.
3,900 remain.
How many? 3,900?
Yes.
ld2coin.io as we continue.
And that's the
here.
Number two.
That's correct. Thanks for that. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go to the phones. We got Lloyd. He's in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Daryl.
Yo, yo, yo. What up? It's Lloyd in Detroit. Yeah. So, I smoked a pretty fat lid before this, but I want to try to stay coherent. Yeah.
You've
so
smoked an entire lid of marijuana?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that type of measurement.
So a lid is, I believe, it's like 70s slang for cannabis, and I believe it meant that it was approximately an ounce. Basically, whatever would fit on the top of a coffee can lid, I think, is where it came from.
You got these big hemp papers around here, and you can roll up, you can grind up an L and roll it all up into a joint. It's awesome. But yeah,
that does sound Urban awesome. Dictionary says it's approximately an ounce of cannabis.
Yes, I was correct about that. Thank you for that, checking that. Anyway, Lloyd, what about it? What's going on?
Yeah, it's awesome because freaking, well, it's actually ironic because Satan called in earlier, but, and you guys are all wearing your Halloween costumes, but I was thinking about Lauren Rumpler and how great she'd look in a slutty Satan outfit with no panties on. Oh, I'd love to stick my face in that butt. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
What is she doing these days?
I have no idea.
She's in Vermont.
She's a former co-host on Free Talk Live. She was on for not the longest period of time, maybe like a year or something like that.
Yeah,
not even
sounds about right.
She's in Vermont? Has she gone to the left?
Apparently that's where her boyfriend lives there, and there was one night Mark Edge was on. Somebody called, asked about her, and Mark sent her a message.
Yeah,
somebody wants to know about you. Call in.
Mm-hmm.
And she called and said she was living in Vermont.
According to the chat, I think she's in the same town as my daughter.
She's no longer going by Objectivist Girl, which she hasn't been for quite a while.
So what is she now?
Just Lauren Rumpler.
Oh, okay. All right, we can continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Carlos in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, it's Carlos. How are you?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Hey, so I just wanted to call in about, like, the whole Jesus debate, the God debate, the religion, all that.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think Jesus was just a doom coon.
I'm just going to go ahead and dump your call just because you suck. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. I apologize to the internet listeners because I didn't dump him out of there, but I did dump you off the radio, buddy. So pretty much nobody heard that. Anyway, going on here, Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio.
You did ask about the top Halloween costumes.
I asked about that, yes.
Yes. I've got that pulled up if you're interested.
We can get to it here, but we do have some other calls that we can get to first, including Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are you dressed up for Halloween this year, Sarah?
Hello? Sarah?
Sarah.
She's probably just like me. Didn't even realize it was Halloween until the kids started knocking on your door.
Sarah going once. Sarah going twice. Well, we know the phones were working.
I didn't hear anything in the background.
Somebody else on there. Well, anyway, we'll try that. Maybe we should go to the Halloween costumes here, Daryl. Why don't you start? Is this 2018, you said?
2018.
Is this from the National Retail Federation?
No, this is CBS New York.
And how do they compile this, and it hasn't even been Halloween until just now?
I'm glad you asked. What they did is they got a list compiled by Google's Frightgeist.
What is a Frightgeist?
I don't know. They don't link over to whatever it is.
Is it Google AI? AI because they know everything?
Probably.
So they're probably going. Okay, so we actually had this, I think, comparison last year. I didn't know what it was called. But last year we talked about the most Googled costumes and the most purchased, right? So there's the National Retail Federation that gives you the actual numbers of what people are actually buying versus what people are maybe searching for on Google, which may or may not be what they actually ended up buying.
Right.
So anyway, we'll try to figure out what this Frightgeist thing is as well. But yeah, go ahead with the numbers.
Number one pick, according to this list, for 2018.
Sexy Pirate.
Fortnite characters.
Ooh.
Number one. You took away all the suspense.
Did you just do number one?
You took away all the suspense, Daryl. Haven't you ever done a top 10 list before? Is this your first time hosting a radio show?
I have, but I'm reading the article, and they have a paragraph written.
Come on.
And I just read. So let me go start from number 10.
All right. So at least we'll have some suspense for what number two was.
Wait, does it talk about, it just says what it is. Does it talk about
Fortnite's a video game?
Yeah, but it's like
very popular.
40 different characters, right?
Well, so anyone who's a character from Fortnite is in that category.
Right. Correct. That's a big category. And aren't we talking about, like, armor and stuff?
But they're all, like, generic-looking, right? Like the Fortnite characters? I mean, they're just
I have no clue. I wouldn't know a Fortnite character if they came in and bit me on my butt. Although that would be
like
a very strange thing for somebody to do. And then I'd probably be like, oh, right, you're the Fortnite character because I said about Fortnite characters.
They don't bite during the
stab. So let's start at
stab with their knives.
Number 10.
Okay, hold on. Before we start on this countdown here, at number 10, according to Google's, what was it?
Frightgeist. As reported by CBS New York.
I have just pulled up the National Retail Federation top Halloween costumes. This is actually based on
purchasing.
Okay. So go ahead. What was it now? Number 10?
Number 10? Princess.
What kind of princess? Like Disney?
Just any princess.
All right. So I have three categories.
Very broad.
I have a top 10, but three different categories. So there's top 10 for children, top 10 for adults, top 10 for pets. Number 10, Frozen. So Elsa, the girl from Frozen.
She was a princess of sorts.
Right. Clown. So children was Frozen, adults clown, pets ghost.
All right.
Number 10. So we'll continue here with the top 10 Halloween costumes here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you on our Discord server, which you can access over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to do that. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl. Still to come, Daryl, you've got a letter from Ross Ulbricht from prison.
I do.
And it's about Bitcoin celebrating its 10th anniversary today. A whole decade of Bitcoin since the white paper was released. The actual program, yes. I guess, was released. The code of it was released in January.
Yeah, January 3rd, I believe.
So we still have a few more months for that. But this, I think, is probably the most relevant the anniversaries with Bitcoin, because this
would be the birthday.
This was the time it was sort of the concept was loosed on the world, and it has changed finance ever since, and has changed a lot of people's lives in a really positive manner. We'll get into that coming up here in moments with Ross Ulbricht's thoughts on the matter. But we've been discussing all manner of things, everything from the Halloween, the generations, to, to Satan and God actually apparently called in here tonight. That led us to a theological discussion and ended up on the top Halloween costumes. We're going to continue that. We were at number 10. Daryl, you spoiled what number 1 was, but if you're just tuning in, then you don't know what number 1 right. was from the Google
Frightgeist.
And we still need to look that up and see exactly what that is. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Patrick is in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick. Patrick in Arizona? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy Halloween. It's been a while since I called in, and I just
Thank you.
Hope everything's been going well. Hey, you had opened up a real good question, and that's something I was very questionable. I went to Catholic schools and everything, and I'd always get in trouble for asking questions too. But you know, I kept my faith, and not Catholic, but just believing in something to, you know, keep me going. But I believe God gives you choices. I think He knows what the outcome of each choice is going to be. But I don't.
Then that's not really a choice, is it?
Well,
as long as He doesn't tell us what the results are, it is kind of our
but
choice.
But if God knows what the outcome's going to be,
but He's in a whole other realm. It doesn't. None of that matters to us.
But it's not a choice. If you feel like you're making a choice, that's what you're saying. Is you feel like you're making a choice, but the reality is, if God knows what the outcome is, you're not choosing.
No, that's all that matters.
You're following a predetermined path.
No, that's all that matters. We are not on His level. We can't understand it, so we might be making free choice. He might know the outcome, but He's on a whole other level than us.
Yeah, He might know what possibly could
happen. Well, I'm sorry.
Computers can assimilate things.
If you want to argue that the deist God, the set-it-and-forget-it God, gives people free will, fine. Then have that viewpoint. If you're a Christian, however, and you claim that God is omniscient and omnipotent, then you don't have free will because He's already set you on a predetermined program. You can't choose anything else besides what he's letting you choose or what He's predetermined you to choose.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
I mean,
please.
It's nothing, everything, okay? Every time you seem to fight the wrong choice, it always seems to back up on you. And sometimes if you just ask, you know, or you just feel that, hey, what am I going to do for goodness? It seems to work out. And, you know, you guys know what I do. And there's a lot of questions.
You're a police officer.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions that go through your head when you're doing something. And, you know, it's like you were saying a long time ago. I mean, you guys have won me over in a lot of ways. And I'll tell you, my lieutenant hates me for that. But the fact is that, you know, trying to make the right choice sometimes, you have to go with what would be the best outcome.
Well, I mean, I think that when it comes to making choices, I agree with you that if you choose good things are going to happen. If you choose bad things will likely happen. Because I do believe in choice, and I do believe in free will. And I think that that's, you know, all part of what God is all about. It's about continually creating something new. And, you know, essentially the universe experiencing itself through us, that we're, you know, little bits of God. But that's just my belief system. I'm not trying to convince anybody that that's right or wrong. And I'm not trying to say that Christians are right or wrong. I'm just trying to understand what they're saying. I think many Christians don't even understand their own belief system.
And
the contradictions within.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100% because you go out and you hear people that are so over the top on it, and yet you see them making constant wrong decisions that are causing harm, and you wonder where is their faith, where is their ability to do it, but yet they say they're following the word of something that was written, you know, many, many, many years ago. And you know, if you just listen to the moral side of it, yes, there's goodness involved in it. But, you know, it's something that that is a good question for Halloween. I appreciate you guys bringing that up. I wish you guys and your family a very safe and happy Halloween.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call tonight.
And by the way, that's my experience in the church.
What do you mean?
The level of hypocrisy. It's just so many people going to church, you know, multiple times a week, and then finding out that they're having an affair,
or they
beat their kids, or, you know, just any number of things. And then they're there on Sunday, you know, singing the praise and saying hallelujah and the whole nine. It's like, man, you're damn hypocrite.
Hypocrites. You know, one of the funniest onions, I think. We have these 60-second long onion clips from The Onion, which is a satirical,
right.
Was a print newspaper. They don't print anymore, but they're still online. They're still very funny. Is that all seven sins were observed happening at the church bake sale.
Yes.
And then, you know, they spent a minute, you know, identifying the seven sins.
The pride, the gluttony.
Yeah, all of it. Giving examples of how that's happening in, you know, the church bake sale. All right, so let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as we go to Dario on the line in, I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having my call. First-time caller. I just want to say I've been born again, and I'm born again Christian. I just want to say it's the greatest decision I ever made in my life.
And why is that?
The reason why I said that is because what brought me to faith, believe it or not, is finding out the flat earth. I don't want to say flat earth. I want to say it's a stationary plane. Me, as a guy, I'm always open-minded to listening to anything. You know, I'm always open-minded.
Before what is it about this flat earth?
I'm telling you, it's deep. It's very deep. I know the word is going to throw
people off. No, by definition, it's not deep, right? It's flat.
The definition is not deep at all. I just want to say it's a stationary plane. Now,
okay, well, I don't really want to talk about your detailed.
But
I do want to know, and if our board op can turn him down just a little bit, he's distorting over there. But Dario, why is it this flat Earth conspiracy theory brought you to God? What's the connection there,
or was it vice versa?
You have to understand that before you even go into that, look at NASA. The government is funding NASA over $30 billion a year. And you go on YouTube and, you have to question, what they doing with all that money. And I know you heard of them not going to the moon.
Well, they're government, so they're probably wasting it and spending way too much on things.
Yeah,
that's what government does. That's what all government does.
Well, I'm actually more concerned with the military spending over NASA.
Right,
NASA
that's what I was going to mention. The military winds up getting a budget of about 25 times what NASA does.
Right, yep. Right. And you got to understand that. I know you guys heard of going to, they've been to the moon or they've never been to the moon. And
I've heard those claims.
I started questioning all these things and, YouTube is a blessing. I just want to say YouTube is a blessing because it gives people the opportunity to investigate,
Well, at the very least, YouTube, gives people the opportunity to put forward whatever cockamamie ideas that they want
to. That doesn't mean you believe it. That doesn't mean you believe everything you say.
I don't believe it. I don't believe the moon landing thing. Let me be clear. I don't believe the conspiracy theory around the moon landing. I suspect the moon landing actually did happen. But the idea that the Earth is flat, I find absolutely ridiculous. There are so many professionals in this world who, since you brought it up, I'm going to address it. There are so many professionals in this world who work in space, not literally in space, but in the field of things that happen in space, like satellites, launching satellites, for instance. In fact, our Thursday night co-host, and Dario, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Our Thursday night co-host, Chris Reitman, who will probably be on tomorrow.
Should be.
He was a professional satellite technician. These people launch and track and, do things with satellites for their job. In order to launch a satellite, you have to, calculate, how to launch it properly so it can get into geostationary orbit and all that. And that means the world is not flat. There's more coming up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.